Enough for Everyone. Written by Sally Cave. Genre. Expository text tells facts about a topic. Look for facts that help you understand the topic and how scarcity affects our lives. Question of the week. How can we work together to meet people's needs? Fact. 100 years ago, the world population was 1.8 billion. Today, it is 7.3 billion, and by 2050, it will reach 9.7 billion. Just imagine the amount of resources needed for that many people. Scarcity. Scarcity is when you do not have enough of something. This could be energy, housing, food, or clean water. Scarcity can occur for many reasons. For example, if an area experiences drought and there is no rain for a long time, many crops will die. This means there will be a scarcity of food. Economics for beginners. In order to understand the whole effect of scarcity on society, let's take a look at some key words that show us how economics works. Goods are things that you buy which are made or grown. They are things like toys, clothes, video games, and food. Services are similar to goods. They are the jobs that someone does for someone else. Services include teachers, doctors, nurses, and waiters. A producer is the person who makes the goods or offers services. A farmer is a producer. A consumer is the person who buys the goods or pays for the services. If you go into a store and buy an item of clothing, you are a consumer. The two most important words affected by scarcity are supply and demand. Supply is the amount of something available to consumers. Demand is how much consumers want something. Have you ever wondered why sunscreen and swimwear are on sale in December? This is to do with supply and demand. The stores have a big supply, but there is not much demand in December because it is cold. The store sells it cheaper, so more people will buy it. Why are some things limited edition? This means that they have only produced a limited number, so the price is often higher. For example, the latest sneakers or the latest version of a smartphone. When there is a scarcity or shortage of a fruit or vegetable, like oranges or strawberries, it could be because they are not in season. Sometimes shops put the prices up because they are harder to obtain. Sometimes producers need to make a trade-off and produce a cheaper version of their goods if stocks are limited. A producer may choose to sell orange juice rather than whole oranges if there is a scarcity in supply. This is a trade-off. How much something costs depends on how readily available it is. Fact. 1 in every 9 people in the world go to bed hungry at night. Fact. 98% of people who suffer from poverty come from Asia and Africa. Working together. Scarcity can be caused by natural disasters like flooding, droughts, hurricanes, or earthquakes. Sometimes crops fail because of plagues. There are many reasons why there can sometimes be shortages. The good news is that many people work together to help in times of scarcity. There are charities and government organizations all over the world that work together to support communities in times of need. They may help by sending doctors or nurses, or by providing technical support like developing better farming techniques. Fact. 40% of all food produced in the United States is never eaten. Food waste. Before, in many countries, a lot of food was wasted because supermarkets threw away food that was not sold, but was still good to eat. After France announced in 2016 it would ban supermarkets from throwing food into the trash and made every supermarket sign a contract with a charity to donate unsold food, many other countries and supermarkets decided to do the same. Fact. In Europe, 100 million tons of food is thrown away every year. Fact. By 2030, there will be a 40% shortage of water. Fact. 1.2 billion people live in places where there is a scarcity of water. Some people have to walk miles and miles to collect it. Rainwater harvesting. On the island of Bermuda, the government has taken to conserve water. Now, all new houses are constructed with a built-in system that collects rainwater. The roofs of the houses are white, so the raindrops will not evaporate. The rain falls from above into a tank, which then supplies the water for the house. Fact. Mexico City has a scarcity of water. There are many areas in Mexico City that do not receive any water at all. However, from April to October, there is a lot of rain. Towards the end of 2009, an NGO, non-governmental organization, started to make rainwater collection systems that can capture and clean water, making it safe to drink. This has helped many people around the city who are not connected to the main water supply. Now we know what scarcity means and what causes it. We have seen how people and communities come together to solve problems of scarcity. We have also seen how scarcity can affect the prices of the things we want to buy. Next time you buy a product, think about where it has come from and what things may affect its price.